listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien. The state government will strengthen laws to better protect domestic, family and sexual violence survivors. It'll adopt an affirmative consent model and criminalise stealthing. The father of murdered Brisbane mum Hannah Clark says outdated laws need to be changed to make room for coercive control legislation.
We need to get it right, and I'm pretty certain that's what the Palaszczuk government is doing now. They're putting all these steps in place first to make these laws stronger and airtight.
A man set to front court tomorrow after being charged with setting fire to police cars at the Lowood station. The 40-year-old is said to have caused $350,000 worth of damage. Meantime, the hunt is on for a group who allegedly stole a Porsche and crashed it into a Redbank home this morning. They fled along Bloodwood Place shortly after impact. The occupants of the house sustained minor injuries. The Brisbane Broncos have lent a hand at the Share the Dignity It's in the Bag Christmas appeal today. Founder Rochelle Courtney says they've been busy filling bags with essential items for those who experience period poverty.
Things like shampoo, conditioner, toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, soap and sanitary items, obviously. And then anything else that you want to pop into that bag is completely up to you.
And a lack of safe and accessible paths around Wellers Hill State School in Tarragindi has been identified as the top issue in the RACQ's latest survey. The inner west suburb of Toowong received the second most responses, Narang in at number 5. Queensland golfer Cameron Smith has no regrets about his controversial move to the LIV Golf Series. The British Open winner was a big signing for the Saudi-backed Rebel Tour. Smith says the move has worked out well so far.
I think I made the right decision to see how far it's come in. You know, the 5 events I've played out there has been unreal. We've played some really great golf courses. You know, I think it's going to be received really well here in Australia and in Adelaide next year.
And he teamed up with the other Cam Smith today, the NRL legend, in a pro-am before this weekend's Aussie PGA Championships.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.